Hi, this is Max, one of the producers of Unsettled. Before I get to this week's listener story, I have exciting news. If you're in the New York City area, we're having a party this weekend. Help support Unsettled and meet other Unsettled listeners by joining us this Saturday, February 3rd, at Star Bar in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Tickets are just $5 in advance or at the door. We'll have Unsettled merch, including stickers and t-shirts, and there will be a raffle with amazing prizes. A signed copy of Dove Waxman's book, Trouble in the Tribe, the new album by Dan Fishback's band, Cheese on Bread. You can also win a ticket to see comedian John Mulaney or a juggling lesson from producer Emily Bell, just to name a few. There is a Facebook event with all the details. Search for Get Unsettled. Again, that's this Saturday night, February 3rd from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. at Star Bar, that's Star with two R's, in Bushwick. If you're not in the New York City area, there's still time to help Unsettled grow by donating online. You'll find the link to our GoFundMe campaign on our website, unsettledpod.com. We've got just $500 left to reach our goal of $2,018 in the first month of 2018. Can you help us cross the finish line? Now, here's listener Ariel Rivera-Corman with a personal story about what this conversation means to her.
When I was about 10 years old, my parents, my little brother, and I traveled to Israel for a cousin's bat mitzvah. On the way there, the LL security officer looked at our passports. I remember him pausing. I remember him looking at my mother's one more time. He looked at her name, which she had never changed. He looked at her face, an Asian face. Then he looked at us. "You're Jewish?" he asked. We said, "Yes." "So you know the prayers. Can you do the blessing over the candles?" It seemed like everyone else around us was going through security like it was nothing, while my family and I stood and sang. We're a family of musicians, so the four of us sang in our loud, full voices all together. With a prayer we were lucky enough to know, we blessed the non-existent Shabbat candles on a weekday morning while an unknown officer decided whether we were Jews or liars. We were never Shomer Shabbos, but I remember having the distinct feeling at that moment that I understood what it meant to desecrate the Sabbath. I don't think I ever felt the state was mine after that and incidents that followed, and certainly not in the way I'd hear my community talking about it. Friends in middle school who went on trips to Israel felt they'd come home. I felt something else. A tiny droplet, a certain iteration of exclusion. The basic thing I'd been reminded and have been reminded so many times is the necessary cost of Israel's security. What is the cost when a country seeks only to protect one people? Who is forgotten? Who gets left out of the umbrella of safety and democracy? I can see how these questions emerged from that initial encounter, and how they've only grown more relevant as I've learned more about the occupation and the lengths Israel today goes in the name of security. As I've seen the streets in Hebron where Palestinians may not drive, and instead elderly couples hike up their skirts and pants to climb tall hills. As I've seen the streets where Palestinians may not even walk,
and their front doors are welded shut.
As I've seen government officials suggest that a 16-year-old should go to jail for life,
for hitting a soldier after her cousin had been shot in the head,
while her Jewish equivalent gets light community service. Who is forgotten? What is the cost of all this? I'm here in this conversation because in so many ways and from so many different directions, young people in our community are arriving at the same questions. In that prayer over the candles, we say the word lehadlik, to ignite, from the root Dalet Lamet Kuf, relating to fuel. My hope is that our voices and our stories will ignite in their own moments a continuous awakening.
That was Unsettled listener Ariel Rivera-Corman. If you agree with Ariel that stories and voices can be the fuel for change, please consider donating to our campaign. Use the link at our website, unsettledpod.com. And don't forget, if you're in New York City, you can support the podcast by coming out to our fundraising party. It's this Saturday night, February 3rd, at Star Bar in Bushwick. We'll have one more listener story for you next week. In the meantime, make sure you subscribe however you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode of Unsettled.